Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Les Hall Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. Today, I am Inventor Alchemy because I am in Second Life with three of my Second Life friends. Two of them have chosen to be quiet, but Xandor will talk. Would you like to say hello, Xandor?
Hello, Xandor.
All right. Well, we may get some more people here, or it might be just me and Xandor talking. This is the early show before we go on the air. And we are standing in a place called Hanalei on a rotating sky platform. We've got a beautiful view. Oh, go ahead, Xandor.
And it's a place full of amazing things that Inventor has created here.
Ah, thank you, Xandor. I've been a beginning learning builder, and Xandor has looked at my work and made compliments. I really appreciate that.
Well, you deserve them. You're doing good stuff.
I hope to get more into scripting and maybe making some sculpties. But our listeners don't know much about Second Life. Xandor, you've been around a lot longer than I have. How did you get into Second Life?
Well, I was watching the Discovery Channel one night, and Professor Michio Kaku was talking about virtual worlds, and he gave a little tour of Second Life, and I saw it, and it looked like fun, and so I joined in.
Cool. And you've been here ever since?
Yep, since like July of last year. It's a lot of fun. There's lots of things to see and do, and it's great.
Yeah, I've been having a blast, an absolute blast in this place. In fact, my friends in the chat room are missing me because I just don't hang out in the chat room very much anymore. The radio chat room I'm talking about, Xandor.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that kind of happens once you start to get into SL. Some of the other things kind of fall by the wayside because SL is just so much fun, so many things to do.
Yes, I've enjoyed learning how to build. And we're on this platform now. Have you taken a look at it from far away, Xandor?
No, I haven't. Oh, wow, this is very interesting.
Xandor is zooming out so he can see the platform from behind us.
I notice you have some birds flying around here, too. That's cool.
Yes, Deanna bought me those as a gift. There's a little box in the middle of those couches on the rug in the middle of the platform. And that's the bird generator.
Oh, okay. Cool.
It makes little particle birds. They look like particles to me.
Yeah, I think they probably are. There's some very nice detailed ones, too, I should say that.
Yes, they're nice. Sometimes they fly backwards. But if you look at them really close. But there's a flock of birds up there, and I enjoy it. You can hear them on the radio.
Yeah, they sound realistic. It's a nice, pleasant effect.
Thank you.
That's one of the things I really like about SL is that just about everything that you can find in the real world, you can find in here. There's a simulation of it somewhere. All the animals, different places. I found entire cities that have been recreated here.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. I have yet to explore something like that.
There's an area called Cairo that even has pyramids and stuff like that.
Wow. That must be nice.
I've I've been to Paris and seen the Eiffel Tower. I've been to Tokyo. I've been to Berlin. I've been to some famous churches and cathedrals.
Very nice. Let me check in with the radio chat room.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, I'm going to type a message in. Okay, how's it coming through?
I've been to Paris and seen the Eiffel Tower. I've been to Tokyo. I've been to Berlin. I've been to some famous churches.
Okay, guys, in the chat room, is everything okay? We're going to start the show. Check in with the radio chat room. Yes, I can hear on the environmental sounds. Xander, we have the environment set up to play the actual radio station.
Okay.
So if you turn on the environment, or if you have it already, you can hear yourself talk.
Okay.
There's a 30-second delay. Okay, guys, in the chat room, is everything okay? We're going to start the show. And I like to start every show with a little music, and I have a new theme song. So I'm going to play that now. We can talk over it, but it's kind of loud. We'll see how the levels go, how it sounds, okay?
Sounds good to me. Okay. Inventor is queuing up the music here.
Yeah, this song is about over. It was the intro song. It's a song about mania and the ups and downs of a roller coaster of mental illness and stuff like that, which is pretty descriptive of my life. The folks in the chat room, in the music chat room, said hi to you, Xandar.
Oh, well, I'd like to say hello back to them. Thanks for being here for the show.
The show typically lasts about an hour, so we got another 55 minutes left, but we can be shorter or longer if we like.
Okay.
I thought, Xandor, one thing we could do would be to take a look at the clocks and get your impression of them.
Inventor has made some very, very unique clocks here. I've seen several different clocks in SL, but none of them look quite like this. It's very artistic looking, and he claims he's not an artist, but all you have to do is look at it and you can tell he is.
Thank you, Xandor. Well, the first one I made is the one in the middle. If you want to walk over and take a look at it.
Okay.
You can see the detail.
Yeah, the first time I looked at it, I didn't notice the Da Vinci sketch of I forget what that man's called that's on there.
The body. What's it?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that what it's called? I'm not sure. I just went to Google Images and typed in Da Vinci. I didn't even spell it right. And they had this image. And then one of my friends in the EM chat room made the texture, in the inverted texture for me.
Oh, okay.
That's one thing I don't know how to do, Xandor, is to use GIMP or another Photoshop or a graphics editor.
Well, all you have to do is start playing around with them. They're pretty intuitive. You can just point and click on things, and it'll do stuff.
Same old, same old.
I got a copy of Photoshop Elements with one of the digital cameras I bought years ago, and just started playing with it, and you can do all kinds of stuff.
Cool. Well, I think that'll be a necessity if I'm going to try to create artsy stuff like this in the future.
Yeah, it's pretty easy once you start getting into it. I make pretty much all my own textures for everything that I build.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's nice. So then everything that you build looks unique.
Maybe. Yes.
Maybe in a future show or something, we could take a tour of your land and look at your stuff.
Sure.
So the clock actually shows region time, it's called. I couldn't find a function in the SL, the Linden Labs function library, that told the actual time of day. Whether it be GMT or Pacific or whatever. But it they do tell region time.
Yeah, there are a few different clock functions or a few different time functions. I think the one you probably use is like LL get wall clock, and that returns SL time.
Oh,
which is Pacific.
No.
Yeah, that returns. It returns SL time, which is Pacific Daylight Time, because Linden Labs is located in California.
Oh, I'm going to write that down right now. Just give me a second here, because I've been looking for that function. LL get wall time.
Wall clock.
Wall clock. And that returns the typical integer that's in seconds.
Yeah, it returns a float.
Or a float, rather. Yeah, in seconds. Okay.
Which, of course, is a number with a decimal point part.
Yes. So then I can make, because the region time is okay. It matches the estate time, the sunrise and sunset. But it's not that useful.
Yeah, the get wall clock returns seconds since midnight in Pacific Daylight Time. They've also got a function called LL get GMT clock, which returns seconds in midnight since Greenwich Mean Time. Then you just have to do a little math, do some dividing by 60 and some modulus division, you come up with the hours, minutes, and seconds.
Yes, there was a demonstration code snippet in the function that I found, and that's how I built the script.
Yeah. scripting is a lot of fun. It's one of the things that I enjoy most here. I like to program, and here in SL I get a chance to make programs that don't just do something on the computer screen, but I get to make physical things move and react and all kinds of stuff. It's so much fun.
And we have a question from Suzanne on the text. Suzanne is one of our guests here, but she's shy and she decided not to speak on the radio. She asked me how I did the scripting for the clocks. And the way I got started into scripting a little bit is I went to the College of Scripting Music and Science, and I found
a video. That's a great place.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, amazing place. I love it.
They pointed me to a video, and the video was done by Tori Linden, who is just a funny guy. He's got a great sense of humor. And he pointed us to this page called ScriptMe. Have you seen it, Sandor?
Yeah, I think I used that when I first got here. Is that the one that will generate some simple code for you? It questions you, what do you want to do, and it comes up with a script?
Yes, a very basic script, but it's a wonderful starting point.
Yes, it is.
So that's, for Suzanne, that's how I got started into it. And what's powerful is when you build objects and put scripts in the objects, then you can change the way they behave in interesting ways.
Right, instead of something just sitting there, you can have it respond to things and do stuff. You can have it talk to people, you can have it figure out who's at the door, have it open doors automatically when someone gets there, and wonderful.
Make teleports and I'm glad I stumbled upon the clock concept, because apparently not a lot of people do make clocks in SL.
I haven't seen very many of them. I made one a couple months ago, and of course mine is not as fancy looking as yours. Mine just looks like a regular clock. It's not a piece of art.
I like to do things kind of free form. At first I made the cone, which has the Da Vinci image on it. Hi ladies. And then I started adding more pieces. Oh, you got a flight script. Oh, you got a flight script, Suzanne. Someone else has arrived here. Hello,
Globstein. Globstein is my buddy that I met the very first day that I arrived in SL. We met over on Orientation Island. We were born about a minute apart, I think.
Yes. We are on the radio.
Globstein is in a way different time zone than we are. He lives over in England, and so we don't get to meet up at normal times of the day.
Where are you at, Xander?
I'm in California. Oh. So I'm same as SL time.
You're 7 hours different than Globstein then, right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes eight hours. Yeah, the radio station that we broadcast on is a very international station, so we got people from all over the world, mostly America, England, and the Netherlands, mostly America and Europe, but some Asia, some Australia, different places, Italy, you know. And so I'm learning about GMT and time zones. Maybe that's why I made the clocks.
Yeah, that could be. I was thinking I was going to make a panel of clocks that displayed different time zones so I can keep track of what time it is where my friends are.
So, I think you mentioned that before. Maybe I could make something like that for you. I plan to make more clocks, and I have run out of ideas at the moment. So, if I come up with something, I'll share it with you.
Okay.
Well, which of the other two clocks would you like to take a look at, Sandor?
You mentioned last time I talked to you that you were making a planet clock. Is that the one over to your right there?
Yes. Here we have a planet clock. It's flat on the ground. It has a green ring with a red marker at the 12 o'clock position, a sun in the middle, and three planets for the hour, minute, and second.
It looks kind of like a moon floating around for the seconds. But actually, it's rotating the sun, so it has to be a planet.
Yes, it's white, so it kind of looks like a moon. And the hour hand is a water world. So, very simple. And one thing I like, watch, I'm going to do this.
Inventor is now sitting on the planet and he's rotating around the clock with the seconds.
Because this thing is 4 meters in diameter, so you can ride it like a carnival ride. Have you ever been to an amusement park in SL, Sandor?
Yeah, I found a few that are just really amazing. There was one that I went to. I think I took Globstein there too. Had an Alice in Wonderland ride where you hop in like a roller coaster car and it goes through tunnels and past the Queen and all kinds of good stuff. It was pretty amazing. There are some very creative people in here building and scripting stuff. It's just wonderful. Everything in SL is created by the residents of it. That's what makes it so much fun.
So Linden Labs, really, mainly what they do is provide the tools for us?
Yeah, they have created some things, too. There are some areas that the Lindens have created. There's a Linden Island where some of them have homes, and Governor Linden, who I think is the head of Linden Labs, but I'm not sure, he's got a mansion someplace. But most everything we see has been created by residents here.
Well, I guess I'm one of them now.
Yes, you are.
I reside here. This is actually Deanna's land. I don't own any land in SL.
Oh.
I hope to get some in the future, but right now, we just got done building this place, and oh my gosh, we spent days and days doing nothing but being online, building, shopping, positioning, learning.
Yes, I can identify with that. I think when I first joined SL, I don't know how many hours of sleep I got the first week, but I know it wasn't very many.
Oh, and Xavier is here. Hello, Xavier. Xavier says hi. He's typing also. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people here, and only two of us are talking. People are shy about the radio.
Globstein's not shy. He's just holding back.
Yeah, hi.
Oh, good. Someone else talking. Hi, Globstein. How do you like the place?
Yes, start to ration after a while.
What's that?
After a while.
You have to ration after a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we're doing. What are we on the radio about?
Well, it's not real broadcast radio over the airwaves. It's internet radio, and we usually get about 15 listeners, so it's small-timey stuff. And I've been doing it for a year now, and this is my first SL broadcast. So this is, it's kind of as if we were on location at a club or something, or on the beach or someplace with our broadcasting equipment and talking to people, except we're doing it in SL.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that broadcast within SL various different things. We have a lot of musicians here in SL who perform.
Oh, really? They perform at home, and it appears on the radio, huh?
Yeah, it appears here in SL. They rent a stream, and then they stream their music and voice here into SL.
Xavier
has
asked
a question. It's all lifetime, is it? Some of it was being repeated on itself. Yeah.
Xavier, please don't hook up an oscillator to your mic input.
using this.
Xavier is actually from the
local chat.
What's that, Glotsky?
I think he's trying to listen for echoes. I think he was saying some of what we're saying is repeated.
Oh. That could be... I'm not quite sure why. I have the...
Probably my cheap headphones.
Oh, okay. Are they open frame headphones?
Not really, but they don't fit on my ears too good unless I hold them, so I'm going to hold them now. Is that making you better?
What do you think, Gobstein, Popstein? Oh, yes. There is a delay. Oh, I know what you're hearing, Flop.
The lag is about 2 minutes long. It's interesting.
Yes. We have the radio
it's a feedback
station.
Collage.
Yes. We have the radio station playing in the streaming music on.
Oh, I can hear you perfectly clear. I hear him really loudly. But everything's fed back about a minute later. Yeah, about a minute, 2 minutes later, you just hear yourself back. I'll hear all this back. Here we go.
Well, if you turn off the streaming music on the land, that'll go away.
I can hear myself now.
Okay, I just turned off the streaming music here also, so that should make things better.
It's Globstein
is also... Globstein is also a musician, and he's actually played his guitar here in SL, and I've done a little of that. I plan to do some shows in the near future.
That's great. Would you like to appear on one of my radio shows in SL?
Sure, I could do that.
Okay, it's every week at this time, and I can do impromptu shows at other times. It's very informal. So if you feel like jamming one day, just look me up.
That made a difference. I turned the stream off as well.
Ah, there you go.
Ah, thanks.
Well, Well, sometimes we do that on purpose.
That was quite creative, though. I mean, the loop, the feedback effect.
Yes. Well, there's one more.
So this
more
is all streamed. Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Popsy.
So this is all being streamed onto the stream I just had on, which I could hear a minute later. So this is all being streamed onto that. Go on. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And we actually are on iTunes Radio. So
right.
It's which is not as big of a deal as we thought it would be. There are hundreds and hundreds of stations on iTunes Radio.
Yeah. Mm. Cool.
Well, would you guys like to see the third clock before we take a tour of the downstairs of the property?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's over here. That's it, right? I'm staring at it right now.
Wow.
The way it works is the green hand is the hour hand, and they point towards the curved part. So the hour hand is on 9 o'clock, which is actually 3 o'clock region time. And then the blue is the minute and the red is the second.
Okay. So, if I'm reading it right, it looks like about 9:25, something like that?
That's correct. Except I'm using region time, so it's 3:25. But, yeah, it would say 9:25. I'm gonna use the functions that you told me about and set these clocks up for a specific time. They're not quite done yet. But I appreciate that tip because I didn't know how to find the time function.
Yeah, you just use one of those and, like I said, do a little bit of division, and you come up with your hours, minutes, and seconds. Quite fun, actually.
Yeah,
so
it's
the red
nice.
Half circle is what? What does the red half circle represent?
The second hand.
And the blue one in the second blue one?
That's the minutes.
Is the hours, or minutes, excuse me.
Right. And the green is the hours.
Yes, you'll see when the red hand reaches the top in about 20 seconds, the blue hand will advance.
Oh, you know, if I stand on this side of the clock, it reads correct SL time. I think I was looking at it from the other side.
Oh, you were looking at it at the right side. This is the front of the clock where I'm looking.
Oh, yeah. Seconds are running backwards from this side, yeah.
I saw it move.
What I did is... you saw it move, yeah. What I did is I made the hour hand go 0, 1, 2, 3, back to 0. Because it's region time. So it's a little confusing. Sorry about the confusion.
It's alright.
So a work in progress, and I'll come up with more neat stuff.
It's interesting trying to work it out, though.
Thank you, Xavier.
Is it making a good puzzle in that form?
Yes, I started making a huge one that was like an amusement ride or something. But,
there it goes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to watch it advance. And
so it takes exactly a minute to get around.
Yes.
And then it knocks the blue a fraction, and then, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
I still can't see how you can read that at the moment to be three. How do you read three from that configuration as that red circle, that outer red circle rotates? How does that represent three at any stage, or the blue one?
Okay, I don't
think I explained. You kind of have to... You kind of have to look at where the center of the curve is on each of those pieces and imagine a projection from that, and that's how they point. For example, the green curve, if you project it out from the center of its arc, it would point towards like 9 o'clock.
Right. Yeah.
But
except it's 3.
The reason it's 3 is... You take the hours and you divide by 12 to get an ordinary clock, right?
Right.
Well, I changed it to divide by 4 because I was using the region time function.
Oh, yes.
SL has 6 days per day, isn't that right? It has 4-hour days.
Oh yeah, now I know what you're talking about. We get sunrises and sunsets several times during a real day here in SL.
I see.
And I was not aware of the LL functions that would give me the Pacific and GMT times, but Xandor explained it to me before you got here, Bobstein.
Yeah.
Do you script
call me Glob? Yeah. No. No, I don't.
Okay.
But no, I can look at scripts and algorithms. But the way, you know, when you say scripting, often you just, in SL, it rarely do people actually script from beginning to end, do they? A lot of it is being able to read other people's and use the script, because I haven't been able to work out anything even simple, you know. And I know a bit about scripting, I know a bit about programming language, but I can't do it.
I found it a little bit tough to learn at first. It's unusual, because it's all event-based.
Funny, horrendous. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's so many... I mean, I did simple mathematical stuff. When I did it, I didn't even do it the way programmers do it. It's a completely foreign language. It's deeper than any foreign language to me. But anyway, go on.
I've been programming for many, many years in the real world here, and I've programmed in both C and Java, and that's what the basis for the Linden scripting language is. So I've been finding it easy, but that's just because I've been programming for so long.
Right.
Like Rob says, most people in SL don't script, they just modify or adapt scripts that they get from other sources.
Yes, yeah.
So those of us that are real scripters, we're kind of in demand. I've got a huge list of projects that I need to complete for people.
So do you do work on commissions, Andor?
Yeah.
Cool.
People hire me for different projects. I'm making some vendors for some people right now. Vendors are the thing. They're automated vending machines that people can buy products from.
Oh, that's nice. I saw one of those. I got some items from it. It was a free one. Okay, would you guys like to see the downstairs area now?
Sure.
Everybody. Okay, there's a sky car, but it doesn't work very well. You can fall out of it.
Huh.
And when you fall out of it, you end up underneath the garage, stuck. So the sky car has got to go, but we can fly down.
Okay.
So, follow me. Okay, people are flying around. Here's Glossy. Yeah. The property is small. Here we go. What's that?
I'm here. Yep.
Okay, Xavier's here. Xandor's here. Is Suzanne on the way? There's Suzanne.
Yeah.
Now, I did the building of the structure itself, and Deanna bought the windows and doors and plants and decorated and the staircase and everything.
So, oh, very nice.
So let's go inside the house.
For those of you on the radio who can't see, it's a round house. Circular in shape, very nicely decorated.
The revolving door.
Yes, you can.
I think that's the first revolving door I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Deanna picked those out. It's a dome home, a round home. I'm really into domes. I'd love to build a dome one day in real life. They're energy efficient. They're almost impervious to hurricanes and tornadoes.
Yeah.
They're very strong. And we have the north, south, east, and west corners here. And Deanna has decorated them with the symbols for north, south, east, and west. The fire, earth, air, and water, I think it is.
Uh-huh. Kind of a feng shui thing?
Yeah, feng shui, or, how would you describe it, Deanna? I'm not sure if Deanna is listening. It's just an elemental thing, she says. And I put up these textures here. Deanna says the floor texture has got to go. And, let's see. Well, there's an upstairs.
Up a spiral staircase.
Oh, it's nice. It's very nice to move around, even though it's quite compact, isn't it? It utilizes the space quite well, but it's really nice on the eye at all stages as you go up.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Go on.
I was about to say, for someone new to SL, Inventor is doing some amazing stuff. Most people don't start building until they've been here for quite a while.
Well, I guess I'm a tinkerer by heart. And the SL tools are so powerful and so easy to use. It's wonderful. You can do so much.
It's so easy for people to get it wrong when they build, and it looks great. But when you navigate, when you try and navigate, you've had it. You're immediately put off by the place because you keep coming up against obstacles, visual obstacles, and you just can't cope with it. But this just works. You know, that staircase. Trying to get a staircase in another house, trying to get it right. So when you went up, you didn't get the ceiling kicking into your vision, and that was difficult. That was difficult to achieve. And your low ceiling below doesn't mess with the eye either, Yeah.
The key there, I think, was extra tall ceilings. Because in SL, you don't normally do things from your eye's perspective. You view it from above and behind your head, right?
That's right. That's right, yeah.
So when you're walking around in SL with that perspective, you're about 8 or 10 feet tall. So we put
lower ceilings kick in, yeah. They kick in before you actually reach the top of the stairs. You reach the ceiling before your avi does.
Well, Yeah, so the tall ceilings were key there. And also,
but your ceiling below is really flat, isn't it? It's really low. Except it works with the eye line as you walk around downstairs. You know, your eye is fine. And then as you come up the stairwell, you can navigate through the limited volume of space you've got here, you know?
Oh, good, thank you.
It does make a difference. I can't bear being in places where you're usually get headaches after 10 minutes.
Well, at first I tried to make it like a real dome in real life, and it had little bitty rooms, and you bumped around, and you couldn't get anywhere, and then I realized we need big open spaces in SL. So, well, there's one other place on the property to show you. I think you'll get a kick out of this. I call it the Man Cave. It's like a place to go watch football games or something. And it's actually located underneath the house through a secret garage entrance. So, y'all ready to go see that?
Yep.
Okay, let's go down the stairs.
Very sympathetic angles everywhere.
Oh, thanks.
It's a pleasure going up and down the stairwell.
I find that I can hold my forward arrow key and my left or right arrow key and just walk straight down.
That's right.
Waiting for Xandor. Maybe he's enjoying the view up there. Oh, Suzanne is back online. Did she get bumped off? Oh, Xandor said he'd be right back. He's got to give the dog some water so he can hang out.
So you reckon that there might be 15 people listening?
Yes, let me go check how many are listening.
We should do an interval.
We've only got 12 listeners right now. Okay, let's go out the front door, which is the west door. And walk into the garage. This is a sky car garage. You can't drive out of it like on a car. It's intended to be flown out in and out of. So, and it moves. I don't know how well this is going to work with people standing where you are, but let's give it a try.
Should we be sitting on the ring?
Well, that's a phantom. We should be standing in the end cap here.
Okay.
Facing north, which is the direction I'm facing. Now I'm going to... Is everybody in? You two gonna wait? Okay, Suzanne's coming. Okay, I scripted this with a simple door script. Now the garage is closed. But I scripted the bottom of the garage with a door script.
Cool.
So this is the terrain. And to the right is, you can see a flat, translucent wall. And we can go through it. And here we are. This is the man cave, where the men go to watch football.
Okay, this is what you were talking about.
Yeah, it actually looks like a cave. Secret escape.
So you're gonna be watching the football on Saturday then?
Well, when I say football, I'm referring to American football.
Yeah, I know.
Should be called. It's an inappropriate name because soccer, you actually do play with your feet. So.
Yeah.
But then you call rugby.
It's US
football.
Against England on Saturday, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're the first game or something. The US against England, yeah.
Oh, yep. That sounds like a good game.
Well, it's on Saturday anyway.
Gee, I wonder who's going to win one. My money's on England.
Anyway, go on.
Well, maybe you guys can help me out here. I'd like to put a TV down here so we can watch sports or other things. Do I just buy one, or is there like a cable service, or how does it work?
There are different TVs for sale. Around an SL. There's free ones too.
Free TV?
And YouTube, isn't there?
And
there's YouTube. Mm.
Yeah, I can always put up a web page.
I don't think you'll get live sport, will you? You won't get the games unless you pay for them. You know, live games, will you?
Yeah, is it possible to get them if you do pay?
Probably.
I'm not sure about that. I've never checked into it.
No. But to get live sports is going to be difficult. Unless it's tennis or something like that. But football, you'll never get football.
If it's broadcast on the web somewhere, you could get it.
Yeah. If you pay, I bet you'd have to pay though.
Well, I wouldn't mind paying for special events to invite people over for a game or something, if the fee was reasonable. So, the roof is actually the bottom of the house.
The secret underground man cave below the house.
Yeah, I had to do that. My brother had an open patio facing his pool, and he called it the man cave, and we would go there and watch football in it. So I figured if I was going to build a house here in SL, I would have to have a man cave.
In my neighborhood here in the real world, there's quite a few people who have converted their garages to man caves. You walk by and they've got sofas and big screen TVs and refrigerators out there.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's the way to do it. So, well, that kind of completes the tour of the place, and y'all have seen my clocks, and I'm very grateful that everybody showed up for the show. Any final remarks or suggestions or comments?
How big is the place?
It's 1024 meters square.
1024, yeah. Is it like a quarter sim?
It's the second smallest property you can buy. A 512 meter squared is the smallest one.
Oh, right. 512, yeah.
We decided to get more prims. We got twice as many prims that way because
yeah,
you 117 prims, you run out of them fast.
Yeah, unless all you want to do is use low prim stuff.
Yeah, and I wanted to, well, do more with the place, so we still ran out of prims. Jenna's garden isn't as lush or complex as we would like it to be.
Yeah, I have an apartment where the limit is 25 prims, so I've been designing my own furniture low prim so I can fill it up with stuff.
Wow, 25 prims is low.
Yeah, I have another one where I can have 125 prims in the apartment. That gives me a little more room to move and create things. I do my building there.
Oh, Suzanne is sending a message to someone about how to get a TV and radio playing on land. Thank you, Suzanne. You know what? I said we were done, but I forgot to show you the garden. We have a garden that wraps around the north side of the house. Would y'all like to go see that before we finish up?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay, I'll lead the way. Waiting for Xavier. Everybody in the end cap. Touch. And touch. Okay, we can just walk out any side. And the garden tour starts here.
Radio Electro Music.
It doesn't. It starts over here. My bad. Well, these, I'll tell you what, actually, this place looks best if we set it to midnight. And touch.
Superb trees.
Okay, we can just walk out any side. And the garden tour.
Oh, yes, the trees are very colorful.
God, they're amazing, aren't they? SL does trees so well. Superb.
These are actually fractal trees.
These trees. Oh, very nice.
And we have the glowy mushrooms. Down here, these are poppies. And my favorite are these glowy flowers here. These are really cool. And then there are the color-changing mushrooms there. The bigger ones.
Ah, very nice. Very nice.
And I put a wall here. A translucent wall so people won't walk off the property. And then the giant purple tree is here. Some ferns. And we go up to here. And there's a little garden bench.
Very nice. I like the way how in SL you can decorate any way you want. You can make it realistic, you can make it futuristic, you can make it abstract, you can make it totally artistic. Whatever you want to surround yourself with, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I like that. And you can change your image or change your environment to suit. Like, I'm planning to, as we get holidays, like the 4th of July is coming up, I'm planning to do some kind of decorating. Some kind of color changing or putting a building, I mean, building some things or, you know, something fun.
Yeah, set up some fireworks maybe too.
Oh yeah, we'll have to get some fireworks, maybe make some. Good idea.
They're not hard to do. You just script a particle generator to do the fireworks.
Okay. Cool. Well, I'll have to ask you about that when I get to that point, Sandor.
Sure, not a problem.
Coming up soon. So, that's about it for the place. I'm going to play a closing song. Any requests on the song?
Wait, are you singing? Are you actually playing yourself?
I'm just going to play a pre-recorded song. Let's see.
All right.
I'll do a... Deanna, do you mind if I play one of your songs? They're all pretty short. Tell you what, I'll put a few of them together and let them run till the end of the show. Da 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 da. Okay, here we go. Y'all will hear that in about 30 seconds or 2 minutes or whenever it gets around to you.
Nebulous clouds fill my sky with darkened sun eyes. Spectrums of refracting light.
And I'm going to tell the folks in the radio chat room to fade us out now, so we'll be leaving the show in just a moment.
Blanched to muted tones like desert grown flora, a diaspora of sound unheard but seen. If I could listen to sunbeams, would it be tinkling broken glass, loud booming crashes? A symphony of classics, an epiphany of reverberations. Echoes of landscapes, mountains of light, Edgewood sunsets run.
Okay, thank you everybody for being here. Globstein, Deanna, Inventor, Xavier, Suzanne, and Sandor. We had a good time.
If my eyes could hear. Yes, thanks for inviting us.
You're welcome. And I might do more shows, or have more, we might have more events. It depends on whether Deanna wants the company. Maybe we can get together and do some building or scripting or learn from each other.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. So one of the great things about SL is everybody's always friendly and wants to help everybody else. It makes it a better place.
I got to agree with that. People give stuff away freely or sell it cheap and share a knowledge, and it's in some ways it's better than RL.
Yeah. If only people were this friendly and helpful in RL.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop the broadcast right now. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.